stones. Sometimes our journeys take us off the maps, like when we were in Dingle and stumbled on the famine cottages, not mentioned in any guidebooks, nor starred on the circuit map, though every other pile of old stones, from the 2,500-year-old ring fort to the ruined churches to the stone beehives called cluchans, are clearly marked. On Gorta Mor, the Great Famine, tragedy not just because most West Kerry families lived on potatoes and a bit of milk, but because the English landlords had hearts like a cairn of stones, refused to send relief. Yet Mookrath's house had 365 windows, one for each day of the year. A million died, a million more went west, over the sea, never to return. Fishermen sold their nets to pay rent, while the ocean, teeming with fish, glistened and gleamed. Yes, there were cattle and fields gold with ripening wheat, all of which went to England to be sold. The sky closed like an oyster shell over their heads. Towards the end, when the suffering could no longer be denied, food bundles were given only to those families that worked the hunger roads. Men in rags, walking skeletons, died where they dropped, in the shingle. And there the road stopped, too.